Good morning, everyone. It's good to be able to come together, and it was good driving today, a bit different to the way that it has been some of the time, but God is good to us in so many ways, and we have so much to thank Him for, so many ways to praise Him. And as we come this morning, may God bless us as we worship together. Just a few things I want to bring to your attention. First of all, there's a brief meeting for the ladies immediately after the service in the Heritage Room. Then there is also a deacon's meeting here after the service this morning. In the bulletin it says Tuesday, February the 7th, Ladies Auxiliary. Sorry, that's the 14th. Okay, that's so the information for that will be next week. And prayer and Bible study on Wednesday. Let me just share something with you, which I did mention last week, is that the church website, on the back of the bulletin, there is the actual website is listed. If you go to the website, you will be able, if you'd like to let me have your email, you can put your email there. There is also some of the sermons, some of the messages are on the site, so you can listen to them, and those who have not been can also listen. And also there is there are one or two articles that I've written that are included on the website. And we try and keep it up to date, so if anybody has anything that they think, I'd like to have some more pictures, so maybe we'll have some pictures. I'll bring a camera along and we have some pictures that we can include on the website. But if we can let it be known that people can access, if the message is recorded quite well, then it will be on there. I'll be putting it on. The singing doesn't come through very well because the microphone is in the opposite direction. So we'll work on that maybe sometime in the future. But it is a way of spreading. Already I had I shared at the church meeting on Monday, I had an email from somebody who had heard the message that I gave the second Sunday of the new year about a new beginning. And it was an amazing way in which God used that message to touch somebody at the right time. Somebody who had been going through a very difficult time. And it's somebody I don't know. It's somebody that's not known, but they had been directed to log on the website, and they said they were going to listen to the message again. So it's interesting how God uses new technology today. And please, just check it out for yourself. I think Kim...
Yeah, I'd just like to say that when I texted him directly, it didn't work. When I tried Google, it worked.
Okay, well, you can, whichever way, if you can access it, yeah, I'm sure you'll be able to listen in if you want to. As I say, it is one way of more people hearing the message, not just us here. So we pray that God will use that means to draw others to Himself. Okay, if you join with me with the, I'm sure you don't need to turn to it, although John 3:16, I think there is there a footballer who has John 3:16 or 3:16, I'm not sure. Yeah? A Christian who believes this is an important message to get out to everyone. So let's read it together. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. I wonder if you say it, maybe most of you knew it from the authorized version. Yes? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have. Amen. Let's sing together then, 390, Come We That Love the Lord. And Remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good, to slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate, and to show true humility toward all men. At one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. This is a trustworthy saying, and I want you to stress these things so that those who have trusted in God may be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good. These things are excellent and profitable for everyone. But avoid foolish controversies and genealogies and arguments and quarrels about the law, because these are unprofitable and useless. Warn a divisive person once, and then warn him a second time. After that, have nothing to do with him. You may be sure that such a man is warped and sinful. He is self-condemned. And God will bless that reading of his word to us. The title of the message is Mercy and Grace. We use these words regularly in church, and I wonder whether we really understand what they mean. As we have printed on our bulletin, the writer to the Hebrews says, "Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." We find both words regularly, quite close together in Scripture. And what is the difference? The Apostle Paul, as he's writing to Titus, is reminding him of the difference that should be seen in those who have trusted in Christ for salvation. You know, sometimes if we put ourselves in the situation of the early Christians, we probably would have an easy time comparatively, because the early Christians faced very real hardship and very real persecution. There are still people today in this world who face very real persecution because of their faith. The Apostle Paul was reminding Titus and those who were with him that we need to be a people who are in this world, and we must recognize that those who are rulers and those who have authority, those who are in public office, we should respect, he says, remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good, to slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate, and to show true humility toward all men. He is saying the way of life that we should lead recognizes government, and recognizes that we are in this world, and there are laws that we have to abide by, and we should not be slanderers. But the way in which we live, we should be peacemakers. We should be those who are peaceable. And how does that take place? He says, at one time we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. I think that's typical of many today, who are following their passions, their passions and their pleasures. It is something that people seem to want to be involved in. Sandy was visiting with someone this past week, and one of the things that we discover about this person is that they are afraid, and they do everything to divert from the reality of life, which is death. Death comes to all of us, and there is a great fear of death. But as believers in Jesus, we have hope that death is something that we do not fear. Maybe the way in which death comes to us we might be afraid of, but knowing that death is an entrance into the presence of God. And he's saying that we recognize the way that we once were. He is reminding those he is writing to that don't be too judgmental about other people. Recognize that was the way that you were once. And that word "but" is a big "but" in this passage, where he describes the way that we were. He says, but, when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. The mercy of God, you know, it is this thing that this person that was, many people have this attitude that, you know, as long as I can keep doing good things, I'll be okay. Well, the Bible tells us quite clearly that is not true. We cannot be good enough because all of us fail. We cannot reach the mark. We all sin. And all our goodness, the Bible says, in our own strength, is like filthy rags. It is something that is not worth anything. But when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. Mercy means that we deserve to be punished, but that punishment is withheld. That we receive mercy. There are those who appeal for mercy and ask for mercy. And God is a merciful God. God has mercy on us. Mercy is not receiving something that we deserve. We deserve to be punished for our sins, but because of the kindness and love of God, our Savior, he saved us. He saved us. You see, that word "saved" is sometimes a problem to some people. But what the Apostle Paul is saying is that we are saved from ourselves and saved to be a part of the family of God. Saved with a hope that one day we will enter into the presence of God. He saved us. Not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. In other words, the Apostle Paul is saying, remember that the people that you are, as you have seen what Jesus has done for you. He died on the cross that you might be forgiven. He gave his life that you might have life. And so God shows you his mercy. God is able to forgive you. Then he goes on to say, but because of his mercy, he saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior. This is the way in which he has saved us, delivered us from our sins. He has through the washing of rebirth. It's talking about a cleansing, being made clean, being given a new start. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old is past and the new has come. Because of his mercy, he has saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. You see, it is a work of God in us. We cannot do it ourselves. However hard we try to be good or to do good things, it is not enough. We need God's help, and because of his mercy, he enables us and equips us to serve him. He gives us new beginning. He gives us new hope. The way he describes it, he saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior. You see, we need to be open to receive from God his Holy Spirit, to let the Holy Spirit fill us, that we might be changed people, that we might be, as it were, born anew, that we might be renewed. You know, it is something that we need to recognize. We need to recognize our dependence upon God, that God has shown to us mercy. He, Jesus, took the punishment for us. He who knew no sin was made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So in Christ, we are renewed. We are born again. We are changed because of his mercy. And then he says about the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. Grace. Grace. Mercy is not getting what we deserve. We deserve punishment. But God withholds that because Jesus took that punishment for us. But grace is giving to us something that we don't deserve. Grace is God's unmerited favor to us. The blessings he wants to pour upon us because we belong to him. And we don't deserve it. And he will help us. As the writer of the Hebrews says, therefore, let us come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in time of need. You see, God gives to us his grace. Bringing us into his family, that we are his children, we are joint heirs with Christ. We have eternal life. As we reminded ourselves, as we quoted John 3:16. Mercy and grace. God shows his mercy to us and gives to us his grace, that we might grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And so he says, as a result of all that, the change that has taken place in your life, that washing of rebirth and renewal of the Holy Spirit, knowing God's mercy and knowing his grace, I want you, he says, to devote yourself to doing what is good. These things are profitable for everyone, excellent and profitable for everyone. You see, it's different from doing good thinking that's enough. Instead, recognizing what God, the good God has done for us in giving to us his mercy, showing us mercy, and enabling us to have his grace. We will demonstrate our faith by what we do. Our faith will be worked out as God gives us his grace to equip us for what is ahead. It is a big subject, but it is something that I want you to grasp. I believe each of us needs to grasp this, that God reveals to us his mercy. He has shown us mercy because of the sacrifice of Jesus. He is able to accept us, and therefore his grace sustains us. We have been justified by his grace. We've been accepted. We are his children. We belong. The Apostle Paul reminds Titus and those with him, remember the way that you were. There is a change. And that change is evident. And in that change, don't get involved in controversies or genealogies or arguments and quarrels about the law. They're unprofitable and useless. In other words, we need to be peaceable, and when we come and focus on what God has done for us and how he has shown us mercy, it really makes a difference. I know the words are not quite there, but in the King James Version, remember Psalm 23? What does it say? As the psalmist says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy, grace and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Grace and mercy, mercy and grace. Let us be open and wonder at God's mercy for us. He is truly a merciful God. He is long-suffering. He is merciful. But he blesses us with his grace. He equips us for what he wants us to do. And as we allow the Holy Spirit to move through us, as Donna sang, it's Jesus and me. You see, he gives us his Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless, but I will send the Comforter to be with you. You see, it is only through Christ can we receive the Holy Spirit. As a result of accepting Christ to be our Savior, knowing that we are saved by him, we can then allow ourselves, open ourselves to the Holy Spirit, who will lead us and guide us. He will equip us for all that is ahead. May we be a people who declare the love of God as we recognize his mercy and grace towards us. Are we going to sing together a hymn that I believe reminds us of that calling that we have and the reason why we can face tomorrow? You know, one of the things that this was my mother's favorite hymn. And it happens to be Sandy's favorite hymn. But my mother was dying with cancer at the age of 70, and she had made it clear that this was the hymn that she wanted at her funeral service. And my brother and I took that, And one of the verses she could not sing towards the end of her life was that third verse, "Then one day I'll cross the river, I'll fight life's final war with pain. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory and I'll know he lives." My mother, just a testimony, my mother, when she gave birth to me, she'd shared, "I saw the lights of glory." She almost, well, I'm not sure whether she actually died or almost died when she gave birth to me, but she always maintained that she saw the lights of glory. And so this hymn, she had as a favorite, "Because he lives, because Christ died, was buried, and rose victorious over death. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives." Let's stand to sing. Father, we thank you for the truth of those words. "Because he lives, I can face tomorrow." We thank you for your mercy and your love for us, your grace poured out upon us. May we be a people who bring honor to you as we live our lives. May we continue to be open to your Holy Spirit's leading and guiding. Lord, we pray that you will bless each of us, that we might know the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and always. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.